B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
And welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll check in with Voice of the People, Sarah Skopic, as we ask our social media followers what genre of game they'd play if it was the only one they'd ever be allowed to play again. That discussion is ahead in about 10 minutes here on Checkpoint XP Daily. Every so often here on Checkpoint XP, we like to play a game called Name That Price. Joe finds weird things for us to bid on, and whoever's the closest to the actual retail price without going over wins. But today, Joe's got a little twist.
Yeah, so in the past, you know, we've done some weird things like Game Boy accessories or weird third-party products, but today we're going to find the strangest of the strange. We've delved into Craigslist.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
This is about to be bad.
Why?
Your goal is not to guess the MSRP, but to guess how much it's going for on Craigslist.
You know,
and I've actually made sure that you guys can see what the advertisements look like, so I've actually listed them on here for you. Are you guys ready to guess some Craigslist prices?
Yeah, no.
Let's do it.
Do you have hand sanitizer for when we're done? I mean,
no, but when does that ever matter to you?
I feel like I need you.
Oh, he got you.
That was a bit of a burn.
Oh,
I feel like I'm going to need a shower after this.
All right, so let's start with this. We have first for sale a vintage Sega Power Glove, right hand only.
That's not real.
What is this product? Sega Power Glove?
Well, as far as I can tell, it looks like a golf glove to me. But he says it's he's got the right hand only. It is, quote, rare, in good shape, and he only quote, only have the right hand only.
Okay, so it is a singular glove that is somehow for two hands, but he only has the right hand.
Yes, that's correct. So
I don't think that this is a real thing.
I don't know if it's a real thing or not.
This sounds less like what we think of when we think of the power glove, and more like someone just sold him, like, you know, when you game, your hands can get real clammy. You need to have this.
You gotta have this glove
this
to dry it up.
Performance enhancement glove.
It's the Johnny Copper Sega branded power glove. Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm gonna go first.
All right, how
Tommy
much?
Copper.
He wants $20 for that bad boy.
Norris, over to you.
Oh, 200. Rare.
Rare. I mean, listen, it's clearly worth like less than $5. I just want to start with that.
You got to think about the hustle.
Yeah, no. This guy is clearly out of his damn mind.
Yeah.
$75.
Okay, no, he's not that out of his mind. He wants $7 for it.
Okay.
Oh my
Which
God.
Leads me to wonder, why are you selling that?
Rare.
It is
$7.
Rare. All right, here's the next one.
Got to get that $7.
So who won?
No one.
We all lose.
Oh, did we go over?
All of us went over.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the original PlayStation box with all the manuals and inserts for the SCHP-5501. It's in good shape, and this is for the rare box, packaging, manuals, and everything you see in the pics. It does not include the console.
Wait, this is the box. Stop it. Hang on.
Stop this.
Wait a minute.
Stop this.
This is just for the box
just
and the
box.
Packaging?
Yes.
Not the actual console.
This is our original PS1 box, but it has all the packaging and manuals in it.
Why would anyone want this? Why on earth would anyone?
Maybe somebody who owns a PS1, but they lost their box and they want to have their original box.
No. Listen, here's the thing. During the course of doing this show, we have met actual people who run like real video game museums.
Yes, we have.
And like have genuine collections.
Yes.
PlayStation box is not among them.
No.
I feel like that's
quantifiably insane.
Yes, I agree. How much would you bid for it?
$3.
$1.99.
Okay, no, Robbie.
$10.
Norris.
I said $3.
All right, Robbie, you're right. He wants $20 for it.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't pay that for the box with the system.
Oh, my God.
All right, Nate, this one's on here for you. We've got a modded PS Vita Wi-Fi 3G 1000 OLED model with 128 gigabyte SD card.
Wow.
All right, so that actually is not bad.
His description: up for sale is a modded PS Vita. It's in good condition. Okay. Comes with a console, charger, SD card, and an adapter. Modded with a 128 gigabyte SD card. And with some retro games, it plays any PSP, PS1, and Vita games you want.
What's the catch?
Thank you. There's some strings we can't
that's
see.
That's the whole list, and the picture didn't say show anything weird. Norris, you've got the first bid this time.
All right. 150.
Okay. Nate, over to you.
$200.
All right. And Robbie?
I'm going to go with 100.
Nate, you are correct. He wants $229 for it.
You got the URL on that?
I can get it to you after
hey,
the show.
Key.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Low key, that's...
That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Especially considering their Japan has recently stopped production on the Vita as well.
That's true. And it's modded. I mean, that's really kind of the hook for me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that to my own system, but if it came like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog. Yeah.
This next
for
one,
sure.
This next one might be my favorite. It is a like new Nintendo Switch. That's the lead. It's described as a barely used Nintendo Switch, comes with all cords. However, the picture is of a Wii U.
Are we for real, Craigslist?
Somebody's grandma is going to get hustled by that.
I know.
She is.
Anyone want to take a bid at that?
$150.
All right. Robbie?
$50.
And Norris?
$100.
Norris, you're correct. He wants $120 for his like new Switch.
His like new Wii U. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on TSN Sports Radio, including Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Hamilton, Winnipeg, and Edmonton. We're currently playing a little game that we like to play called Name That Price, and everything being sourced today comes from
Craigslist.
Ugh.
Yep. Up next, we have two unopened G Fuel tubs.
What?
Brand new, never opened, selling these two tubs. Flavors are Fazeberry and Blue Ice. Makes 40 servings. Contact if interested.
No!
That's a tub full of anthrax.
No!
I'm going to say
$10. All right.
$5 each.
Robbie, over
no!
to you. Robbie refuses to bid. Norris, over to you.
What was Nate's $10?
$10.
Yeah, it was $10. $25.
Okay. All right. He wants $40 for it.
Are you kidding me?
He wants $1 a serving.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding you.
G Fuel probably sent that to him for free.
Oh, my God. Gosh, wow.
You know it's illegal to sell promo products. Don't do that.
This is maybe the sketchiest description I ever saw, so this is what I had to put on here. The title is Original Xbox. I am selling my original Xbox. I don't need it because I don't have the video cables or controllers to it. It is taking up room, but it does work, just have no use for it. Test it with my PlayStation 2 power cord. If you need more pictures, contact me. Map is not correct. Address will be given upon request.
Oh my God, that is so scary.
Okay. I did look it up. You can test it with a PlayStation 2 power cord. That does work.
No,
really?
You can't. No, you can't. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Xbox power cord had two rounded parts to it. The PlayStation one, and by the way, the normal component cable has one rounded edge and one flat edge.
But either the first or the second one has a different power cable.
My bid did change. My bid is calling 911.
Okay, that's a good bid, I think.
Norris.
How much would he want for this? I don't know. Flesh.
I like a pound of flesh, Nate.
$100.
He wants $20 for it.
Wow.
He's never going to get it.
That's not even a good deal.
No.
All right, listen, we got to leave the game right there, but we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Ahead next, we asked our social media followers this week if you could only play one genre of video games for the rest of your life. Which would it be? We'll get your responses and share our own ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint XP, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSN Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. Make sure you visit our website over at checkpointxp.com so you can subscribe to the Checkpoint XP podcast. Robbie, what's this week on the podcast?
This weekend, we're heading out to Frostbite 2019, and we're going to tell you guys all about it.
Subscribe and download free on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and the Westwood One podcast app from Westwood One Podcast Network. Everyone's listening. You can also follow us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram, so that you can respond to our weekly social media question. This week, we asked if you could only play one genre of video game for like the rest of your life, what genre would it be? A difficult question, because it's sort of like you got to figure what genre you can get the most value out
right.
of, I think.
That's like someone, like you have something that pops in your mind immediately, and yeah. then you spend like the next hour going like, well, that was a horrible decision. Why would I do that?
It's true, because I mean, like, you know, if you like do reflex and say, you know, like, Battle Royale, right?
Okay, you got five games to play.
Exactly, and really it's like one game type, because most of those games very, like, you know, purposefully limit the scope of what you can kind of do.
Well, and also, like, for example, knowing what we know about Norris, I don't know that he would say fighting games, because he needs a little bit more substance than that, right?
Yep, I would not say fighting games.
Interesting.
I would not say fighting games, because there's too many really terrible fighting games.
It's true.
Yep. So, you know? Who wants to go first?
I'll go ahead and start us off. And this is actually really difficult for me. I wanted to say RPG, like, right off the rip, but so many people said that. I'm like, man, that's a really, really easy one. So I'm going to go a little bit more into, like, the adventure game, right?
I see, that's what I was gonna say, sandbox.
Because from game to game, you do get a bunch of different sort of gameplay elements. I still get my story and, like, character building out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, the only thing I'm kind of giving up is, like, that intensive, like, inventory management.
Right, and
stuff.
See, for me, by saying sandbox, that's a lot of different weird games that I could play. That
there's a lot that fits into that genre.
Are sandbox. Mm-hmm. So Assassin's Creed, technically sandbox games. Arkham Knight, technically a sandbox
Grand
game.
Theft
Grand
Auto.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. That's exactly where I was
game.
Going, yeah.
You know, so...
Saints Row.
Red Dead, Saints Row, Spider-Man, all sandbox games.
It's a lot of different genres.
And that's the other thing, too. With a lot of games nowadays, they...
Breath of the Wild, sandbox.
They fulfill several different genres, so...
That's true. And I think, like, that's kind of the beauty of that.
Just say roguelikes. You can play all the indie games.
I was going to say, that's the question, though, is sandbox a genre or a mechanic?
I think it's a genre. See, I think it's a genre.
I don't know. No, because here's the thing.
Well, what
have you ever seen a best sandbox game?
I think there should be.
But
I don't think there is.
But, like, what exactly defines a video game genre? Is it the setting? Is it something about the characters?
Right.
Is it the game mechanics
because
within?
Because at this point, everything has RPG mechanics.
Exactly.
If your character grows and has levels, that's RPG.
If the only thing that makes an RPG is the fact that you have inventory micromanagement and character development, level growth, those types of things, then I think that, yeah, there's a lot of games that incorporate that where you could kind of blur the line and say, well, in certain instances, like BioShock has very RPG elements.
Yeah. Despite being...
Would you call that a pure RPG, though?
No,
Apex,
I wouldn't.
You could say, because that has character growth and levels. You have a level bar.
Well, you have a level bar, but your character themselves doesn't actually...
But if that's the raw definition, technically it is.
It's difficult, though. Like, where exactly do you draw the line at a genre? And, I mean, like, this is kind of, like, the difficulty of, like, all of our modern, you know, culture.
Gaming.
Well, not just modern media culture, is that, you know, the distinction that used to set apart different genres of music or film or television are all starting to break down.
Yeah. Music is probably by far the, I don't want to say the worst because that's subjective, but the best example of genre blending.
Exactly. And I think that that's actually really interesting for the culture. I think that that's really fascinating, but it's kind of hard to ignore when you're sitting down trying to press yourself for a question like this. Like, if you could only have one,
right,
what would it be? My default tends to be RPGs, mm-hmm, because
right,
I've sustained myself mostly just playing RPGs for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
So I think that if I had to do that for the rest of my life,
I probably could.
Yeah. If I had to take out experiences in my life, like, say, PUBG or, Call of Duty, or
or Battlefield or Battlefront.
That means you wouldn't have played Metal Gear.
I'm not missing out on that much. Yeah, you know what? I would have missed out on Metal Gear, and I would be sad about that. But 90% of what I would be missing out on, I'd kind of be okay missing out on it.
For me, I said real time strategy. Because I want something that
because
I can play.
Because you're boring.
No, so that I can play with my friends.
No,
something
it's because
that,
you're boring.
It's because you're boring.
It's because, yeah, I mean, that's true.
You don't
true.
Want something that you can keep challenging yourself with? Like, something that, like eventually...
RPGs challenge us philosophically, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have good stories in an RTS game, too. StarCraft.
Okay.
Great story.
That's about the only one. Yeah. Come on, dog.
Name another one.
Lie to you. You're probably about right.
Come on.
What's that?
Come on.
I was going to say, name another one.
Command and Conquer.
If you say Command and Conquer, I'm going to forcibly remove you from the studio.
I went to Age of Empires first. Don't worry.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Denver 1600, 104.3 The Fan, as well as Extra Sports 1300 in Colorado Springs. Before we get to your responses on social media, we're going to kick it over to Voice of the People, Saroscopic, if you could only play one genre of video game for the rest of your life, what would it be?
This was such a hard question for me to answer, but I'm kind of going the route that you went with, Nate, and thinking about the games that I've always really liked to play and probably could continue playing and maybe miss out on certain experiences that'd be really sad. And for me, be a very strange 90s pick of point-and-click games.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. I got you.
My only problem is I don't think you're going to see very many more point-and-click games.
No, you'd be
surprised. It's a robust genre up till about 1996.
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of backlog
I'll say 99,
to work through.
There's some missed...
That's true.
Yeah, Mist and Riven had some.
You
copycats.
Guys haven't got lost in the bowels of Steam, have you? Because they're still out there.
It's the quality.
Legend of Deponia is one that's a point and click that did very, very well on
Cafe
Steam.
Rain did really well.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I mean, I'm actually a fan of the genre.
Yeah.
One of the first games that I ever played as a kid was Legend of Kyrandia, and that's a point and click that I still think of very, very finally. All right, let's take a look at some of these social media responses.
Over on Facebook, I think James kind of cheated because he says RPG since it covers Western games, MMOs, and JRPG.
I mean,
it's not wrong.
I think you got it. I'll give you JRPGs and RPGs, but MMO is separate. You got to
I think MMO is very much a different
genres.
Which, by the way, if you're talking about raw time commitment, MMO is a great answer.
Because in theory, you could, as long as there's continuous content injections, you could keep playing that for as long as you could.
Because the servers are up.
Yeah, exactly.
Still on Facebook, Samantha says, I like games like Stardew Valley, Sims, etc. Not sure what genre that would fall under, to be fair, which I'm guessing simulation.
Simulation games.
Social sim.
Maybe just sim.
You can kill a lot of time in The Sims.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Or, oh, man, I just thought of another great one, like City Builders.
Oh, yeah, City Builders. Go. Yeah, you waste a lot of time in City Builders. Yep. Another one.
Over on Twitter, Ramiro gives a very specific one of historic FPS.
So, Medal of Honor?
Yeah, like Medal of Honor and like the original Call of Duty games before they started like...
Dude, you could just say FPS.
Them in the future.
We'd have given you FPS.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't have to go that specific.
You had to throw your fedora on, bro.
One more, man.
Over still on Twitter, David also agrees and said, I would choose MMO, but would get bored after a while and end up crafting and playing inventory management.
That's probably true.
That's a game into itself.
Yeah, that's true. All right, listen, we're going to have to leave it right there, but make sure you follow us on social media so that you can make your voice heard on next week's social media question. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports and gaming, as well as our growing collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Solis. Big thanks to Sarah Skopic over at the Checkpoint News Desk. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint XP. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender.
Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.